Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa, excuse me, with Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of everyone. My name is Melissa Enoch DeBerry, CEO of a for-profit counseling organization, Trinity Counseling Services. Founder of Women of Strength and author of The Strength of Her Words. I'm reading my introduction from Blog Talk Radio. If this is your first time listening, thank you for being here. The call-in number is 347-945-5924. As you can hear, I'm dramatically different than most broadcasts in that this morning I'm home. We just want to thank God this morning for waking us, thanking God for letting us be here, thanking God for one more week until Christmas, and thanking God for the new year, thanking God for our families that we may see, or the families that we have that we may not see. And right now, God, we just pray that you continue to bless us, bless our families, and bless those who are listening, bless those who are without. And Heavenly Father, as the week goes on, let us continue to remember the reason for the season, which is the birth of your Son, Jesus. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And this is our wrap-up of the week. Just before logging into it, I observed that 20 archives. I'm not sure who those listeners are, but I would hope that you would reach out either by email, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com, or by phone, Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte, 1801 North Tryon, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and the phone number there is 704-333-2446, or in Trinity Counseling Services, Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC, 27215-336-675-0075 are the numbers. When you call in or when you write, please write is what topics you would want to discuss. I've been on the subject of war and different things and different personal experiences and situations and circumstances that caused me to think the way I do. If you listen, you hear that it's biblically based. I was talking to a young man earlier this week or last week, and it was just, we had a banter that was going back and forth as far as being a Christian, not being a Christian, understanding of what that means. And, you know, he was sharing with me how he was raised in church. He was raised in a denomination that he didn't even understand what the denomination was. I was raised Missionary Baptist. My assumption of that means that we are on a mission basically to give or to utilize our gifts in order to serve God. That's my understanding. That's never been explained to me. That's just as I've been a member of Missionary Baptist Church since I've been in church. That's the understanding that I've gotten in the collection of churches I've been involved in, other churches, Pentecostal, and even some non-denominationals, and I acknowledge that the word is still there, but the display or the outward expression of Christian faith is different. And as I was talking to him, one of the things that stood out to me is he says that he thought that it required a whole lot more. He even broke it down to having an experience of all of the young people being called in. And he said that when they left out, some began to speak in tongues, and he did not. In his mind, he thought, well, what was wrong with him? And to my understanding, no one ever explained to him, like, why he was going to the church or what the church was about or what that was, and he didn't experience, or maybe he didn't ask them. you know, I feel kind of left out because this happened or that happened. And it's just really interesting dialogue. And it gave me a lot of insight as to his thinking, maybe not so much. And, you know, in a few minutes, you know, I shared that, you know, God really only has, the Bible only really has one requirement. And I think that what that requirement is that it's just believing in the Trinity, not Trinity, like Trinity counseling, although the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is in the creation of the vision and the mission of Trinity, but believing in God as the Creator, Jesus as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and confessing that, and then living life according to that. And that's pretty much it. I mean, the Bible gives clear instructions, but if you believe that God is the Creator and you created in His likeness, then there's some things that you should and should not do. But, you know, in the same breath that I'm saying that, there was another young man, and immediately I believe that he acknowledged that I was a Christian. And he immediately said, you know, I just need to, maybe he's heard it. He was just reciting back what he's heard. And he said, you know, I just need to get closer to God. And I was like, well, what does that really mean? In that, as we're talking about war and the aspects of war, you know, Satan was right next to God in the creation. He worshipped him. He glorified him. He did all those things. So he was just as close to God as anyone could possibly get. Yet, because of his pride and because of his lust and because of his desires that were not in line as to what God would have had for him, he fell. And in his resentment, not only did he fall, but he fell and he took 3/3 of the angels with him, which basically split up a family. And then because of jealousy, he's been mad at his brother, which is man, ever since. And so in saying that, you know, just getting close to God, but recognize that, well, you know, God is creative of evil. God has bad and good inside of him. So being close to him means what exactly? And it was not for nothing. It was basically a confrontation, because that's the reason that people give, one of the excuses that people use, or one of the rationalizations that, everything bad that I'm doing, and, you know, the acknowledgement is just to God. And, yeah, that's true. It is that. But, yet, what does that mean? Thinking through that, thinking further, you know, what is the emotion that is behind that? What is the thought? And if it's only thought, then the emotion is not there, and God is a feeling, because it said God is love. So if you have the thought to get closer to him, but you don't have the love or the desire, which is a feeling, or the commitment, which is kind of a feeling, or the dedication, or the motivation, or the drive, which is definitely all sensory, then your thinking to get closer to him is what it is. It's getting closer to him, but continuing to maintain what you've been accustomed to doing. And, you know, and as I listen to people and to myself over the course of the years, one of the conclusions that has come as far as being in education is that many people succumb to various situations or various issues, and their lives become focused on fulfilling those things, and it's very, very, very hard to see God through all of that. If you're focused on just kind of living day to day and surviving, you can't see God in that. That's hard to see. You can't see him. If you are a cold or hungry, you don't see God there. You see cold and you see hunger. And in whatever has caused you to be cold and to be hungry, it may be nothing or maybe something. But they're clearly saying it is because of the choices I made, I need to make better ones. If you gamble, in gambling you see $5 here, $10 there, and brought you to the point of struggle, then you have to say that. And then once you realize that, then you'll stop to do that. If it's smoking, same thing, $5 here, $5 there. If you're spending it that way and you're seeing that $5 here, $5 there, is taken away from your being able to survive and have a roof over your head, then God is still right there. He's waiting until you make the decision and have the free will to know that I can't keep giving my gifts that he's giving to me to do that. Stop right there, because it says that there was a homeless person, supposedly a homeless person, panhandling, and when they arrested him, whatever they arrested him for, he had over $2,000 in his pocket at the time that he was arrested. Now, if you're panhandling and you have $2,000, and you must be at a level where people don't bother you, because, you know, or your stature or whatever is keeping people away from you, because you are able to keep, I guess you can't get a bank account because of whatever, but you don't really have an address. So I guess you really had nowhere for the $2,000 to even put it. And people were like, well, why did he have that on him and what could he have done with it? Well, you know, that $2,000 to him when he was arrested, and they were like, well, maybe he was just being greedy and keep panhandling and panhandling. As I'm thinking about it and making this statement, if he's homeless, he doesn't have an address. If he doesn't have an address, he can't go to a bank. He can't go to a check cashing place. He doesn't have an address, he can't go to a bank because he doesn't have an ID. He can't have an ID because he doesn't have an address to write down for an ID. And I don't know where he was at. I know in Charlotte, you can use Urban Ministries place as your address, and they have postal boxes, and you can use them as mail. And then you can go get an ID and then maybe possibly go get a bank account. But just a regular person in a regular place that might not have that resource. He had $2,000, nowhere, and then he couldn't take it to a facility. He couldn't go anywhere with it. He couldn't take it to a housing facility because he didn't have an ID. And he can't really sign up to move in because $2,000, depending on where he lived, that may not have been enough. For even a down payment, never mind the fact that what if he had any kind of credit issue. And if he's homeless, he probably does. So, you know, just in thinking about that, he was just trying to survive, and then he got arrested, and then people made comments without a full understanding of that. But he knew he was surviving because he had the $2,000 that he was living off of. So, but where was God at, you say? You know, he was, you know, and then people got mad. Well, down the side of the road, and they're doing this, that, and the third. That's from the outside looking into that. Same thing with if you are doing things just to, you know, maintain security. I mean, a lot of times, or know a lot of times when you're in relationships and you know they're not okay, but they're safe. And then you thrive just in the security of it, when in reality, it's not probably the best place for you because of the issue, the individual and the interactions and things like that. And the God's there, not there, because if there's no love there, then there's no connection there, and then there's no agreement there. And then if you have, I talk to young people a lot, and they say, well, because of their friends, they made this decision or that decision. Young man had a career focused on playing sports in school, and you have the distraction. And then talking to him and then comparing it with another young man, it was, you know, were you a leader or a follower? And if you are a follower, then you're going to do what your friends are doing versus pulling them towards you, they pull you towards them. And it goes on. And this is a battle where we all have experienced it, both for ourselves personally and for family members. If we have any children, if we have any good friends, things like that, we see in the midst of the war. And prayer is necessary. In the new year coming, there will be opportunities for people to begin to pray more, focus more, become more committed, become dedicated, become responsible, and just continue to do. And I say that for Trinity, continue to listen to our program as we go into the new year, as things that we will be getting involved in. Our locations will stay the same until God says so, to move into the full manifestation of what it is that we have envisioned for Trinity, which is only an iceberg of it currently. We do provide different services, but we will be expanding those into some other areas. And just right now, we want to thank God for giving us clarity, thanking God right now for his wisdom, knowledge, and instruction through his word. Dear Heavenly Father, as we go on through this day,
We just pray that you continue to just go before us, make the path clear, make our minds clear, and allow us to do what you have us to do according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to speaking with you. Merry Christmas.